Everyone, welcome to the House Committee on Rules. It's Friday, February 24th. Today, the one item on the agenda is a continuing conversation on House Bill 4176. Colleagues, you have a -7 amendment on the dais for you today. This, my understanding, combines the -4s and 5s from yesterday. But before we get to that, there were a lot of questions about the bill yesterday, just in general, and we are honored to have Co-Speaker Roblin with us this morning to talk a little bit more about the bill. So if you'd like to join us. Morning, Mr. Speaker.
Good morning, and thank you, Co-Chair Kotek, Co-Chair Olson, and committee. For the record, Arnie Roblin, House District 9 representative. We've had these two tracks going, and I think that's been somewhat frustrating for this committee. We have another committee, at least one of the members of our other committee is here. Actually, two of the people on the committee are here. But we have this committee that's going to go all through the interim to talk about what are we doing with county payments and how does that fit in with how our counties are working. While we were doing it this, just before we got into session, we received a letter from Curry County, which said that they anticipated that they would run out of resources by June, and they were trying to figure out what does that mean and what can they do. That gave us some heightened conversations, and so our committee, little committee that's been working on this decided to have hearings during this session in which we would try to see if there's any low-hanging fruit that can help in the short term and then come up with maybe long-term solutions as we go forward. And so we've been having ongoing conversations. We've been having a lot of people come in and testify. We've been taking that that testimony and trying to figure out if there's things to do. You've already passed out two bills to revenue that are things we've done in the past for other counties, and so we tried to figure out are there places in which we can make these apply that could help in the short term keep these counties going a little longer around public safety, about the use of different kinds of resources. And I appreciate the Rules Committee being quick to answer those and to make those available by having the bills drafted and then sending it off to revenue. Then we came up against, and we had the question, we had passed a few years ago a bill that allowed for this assistance board from the state to come in and help with public safety only. And we started realizing, oh, this is a little bit bigger than public safety only. There's a whole lot of joint services that we provide, and the counties have that little red line that these county services that are a combination of both of us. How do we make sure, and how do we get a handle on what's going on there if, in fact, a county gets to the point where it really cannot provide those functions? And so the next thing we realized is this: the current statute allows us to start helping 6 months after the place has gone under. And the county said, that's not really a great help to us. We may have already done more damage in that 6 months that we were under than if we actually started working about it and figuring out new solutions earlier, we could have done better. So we tried to figure out how can we write a bill, and we've had a lot of help from the Association of Oregon Counties and others, how can we write a bill that says we want to honor the county because they're the people who are trying to make these difficult decisions in these really difficult times. How do we honor them? So the question was, if they ask, if they can we have a bill that says if you send us a letter that you believe within the next year you're going to go into a fiscal crisis, tell us what we should do. And so we've been having conversations, and the idea was how do we make an audit group, an assistance group from the state appointed by the governor with some people who are also appointed by others, and it's all listed in here. How do we get this group to go and work with the local elected officials? And in this new draft, you'll see it also includes the sheriff, who is a local official, and most of them elected. How do we And we've got two different kinds of county governments. We've got home rule and others. So, you know, how do we make a bill that allows this thing to work in both situations? So we all of a sudden the idea about double majorities and all that kind of stuff so that the people who are elected actually may have to make the vote for it to happen. All of those things in a very short period of time came together in what you see. Do we think that it's all worked out? Probably not. But we think that what we have now in the -7s actually leads us to a place where we're a lot closer. And my hope would be that you guys could pass that out after you understand what it's doing, send it to Ways and Means, And then it would go to general government down there. We have some other people who are really good, my opinion, Nancy Nathanson, some others. We still have to make that decision, but who have been looking at this issue for a long time, who can also put some more eyes on it and say, do we need to have more particulars around this particular issue or that particular issue, or is there a way to write other rules outside of the process so that we get counties and other people talking about those things? But let's move it forward so that we have an opportunity. I heard this morning that Lane County may be in the process of writing a letter as well. We haven't seen anything, but I've heard Lane, Josephine, some of these other counties are also getting almost the same point that the letter we got from Curry, which is spurring us into action. And I think this takes the best thought in this period of time to move forward. And I think with scrutiny and ways and means, with some other eyes on it that look and say, well, here's some more things that I think maybe we need to answer the question. We know, for example, that you can't just do public safety. We've got public health. We've got a bunch of other issues that, and we had the CAFA conversation already. I mean, those are required. So how do we get some good-thinking people in there to work with our county governments to make those choices? If you look at what we've seen from Curry County, they went out and said, it's getting really bad. We need to get local people to come in and look at this. They brought some of well-respected people came in who basically said in our deal, we thought we were going to come in and show them where to spend their money better. And we came in and we said, wow, they've already done all those things. There's nothing left. And so this group of people came in feeling that the government was just not using the money effectively and came out with recommendations that included we need to raise our property tax by a certain level to at least get it close to the regular counties. We need to put in a temporary sales tax. I mean, it's unbelievable. If you look at the list of things that these business and other people in that community said, come on, folks, this is really serious. And they've said, in Curry, we'd really like to, with this board, start having a real public conversation so that in November or so we can actually have an election and do some of these things. So, I mean, I don't think anybody wants their county to go. They just have to believe that it's really in the shape it is, and they want the time to do that. I think this bill helps them with outside eyes looking at everything at the same time and coming up with suggestions to move forward. So I thank you, and if you have any questions about the process, I feel it's been kind of a strange process because you got two groups working in different places, and we just expect you to be there and understand because we were thinking about it, that you knew what we do. So that's kind of my testimony, and I would be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for coming down, because I do know
absolutely.
It's been a lot of hard work, but it hasn't always been clear just because I think there's so many people working on it and really important issues. So it's really good to have the clarification. We appreciate the testimony. Questions for Speaker Rumlin? Representative Berger.
Just a comment. Thank you very much. I think this may be in some places, and it sometimes may be some of the most important things that come out of this legislature. And it's scary to think about it, but we have to deal with this.
Yeah, thank you. And there are no other options, in my opinion. And it's another good reason why we're here in an annual session. I mean, we could not have done anything had it not been for this session to do this. And the people chose this for us, and it is what it is, but I think in this particular case, it has been helpful in this one because we would not have been able to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Taking your time to come down.
Yep.
We appreciate it. So, colleagues, we do have the dash sevens, and Representative Berger, since you had these drafted after yesterday's conversation, do you want to?
Yes, it is basically a combination of the dash fours and fives with the inclusion that the sheriff is a voting member for issues concerning public safety matters, which was the language that was agreed upon by all proponents. I am satisfied that we have got sheriff's part of the large conversation on all county services because, as was indicated by the co-speaker, this started out to be only a concern about public safety, and then somebody woke up and said, holy smokes, this is going to be an overall services disaster if these counties begin to devolve. So I definitely want public safety to be part of the overall conversation, and I'm quite satisfied with this. And I'm also quite satisfied with the five-member piece that is also in here. So if Ways and Means wants more or to do more, that's fine. But I would say that this is an important piece of legislation for us to get moving. Thank you, Ms. Madam.
Thank you, Representative. And then, and just to follow up on that also, when we heard from the representative from the governor's office yesterday about the double majority issue, clarifying the majority vote in both sides of this
exactly.
board, that's also included here. So I entertain a motion on the dash 7. Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 7 amendments be added to House Bill 4176.
Thank you. Representative Berger moves that the dash 7 amendments be added to House Bill 4176. The dash 7s are dated February 23rd, 2012. Discussion about the motion to amend. Seeing none, any objections? So ordered? Yes. Representative Berger.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4176. As amended with the dash 7s, to the floor without recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Nice.
That was fancy.
That was very good. I'm not even going to try.
Could you repeat that, please?
Now, Madam Chair.
A second. No.
That is the appropriate motion to move the bill as amended to Ways and Means. And thank you for the motion.
To my motion?
Yes, to the motion.
If I were given the option of moving it with recommendation, I would. But I believe that is the committee's will to move it without recommendation, so that is my motion. But I do believe this is a very important bill, and I hope it comes out of Ways and Means this session. Thank you.
And Representative, I would agree with that. I think without recommendation just clarifies that you might need more work, but appreciate that. Other comments on the main motion? Yes, Representative.
I just hope we don't have to use it.
I agree. Absolutely. It's good to be prepared, but sometimes when you're prepared, you end up not having to do it. So that's always, that's a good thing. So let's hope we don't have to. Any other discussion on the main motion? Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative
Barnhart? Aye.
Representative Beyer?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Excused.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Wiener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Holby? Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye.
Co-Chair
Kotek? Aye. 4176, having received constitutional majority, is now moved down to Ways and Means as amended. Mm-hmm. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 4176. Mm-hmm. Diane, anything else? Colleagues, we'll have committee again on Monday at 1. I'm sure we'll have something to do. So thank you for rearranging your schedules. We're adjourned.
Thank you.